today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I just like this song because it actually changed my life. Hey, pod people. It's Kurt Gallagher calling from the suburbs of New York City. Woohoo! Buster and I are sitting here on the couch, and I'm calling about some of my favorite stuff from the year 2025. I hope you're having a good 2026 so far. Happy New Year, everybody. First, I'll just do a couple honorable mentions really quick. My two honorable mention albums both came out on Halloween Day. The first one was Snowcaps with Katie and Allison Crutchfield and MJ Linderman and Brad Cook. I get a little letter from Katie Crutchfield every so often. I'm on some sort of mailing list, and she sent a letter out on Halloween Day saying that she made an album with her sister, with MJ Linderman and Brad Cook, and it's going under the name Snowcaps, and I listen to it, and it's freaking fantastic. I love it so much. Definitely a strong contender for my album of the year, so that gets an honorable mention. And then my daughter sent me a text with a link to an album on Halloween Day, and I guess I did a good job raising her on Stevie Wonder and The Clash because she has excellent taste in music, and she turned me on to Lux by Rosalía, which you're probably seeing at the top of a lot of year-end lists. It's really an incredible album. It's one of these albums that exists in its own ecosystem, sort of like Astral Weeks, What's Going On, Dark Side of the Moon, 3 Feet High and Rising, maybe The Clash debut. There's certain albums that just, you enter a world and you're in that world the whole time. It's one of those records, and I love it so much. She's incredible. It didn't really make it for my album of the year, though. It was very close, but just edging it out. My album of the year this year is Planting by the Signs by S.G. Goodman. She's from Kentucky. She's a poet. She's a songwriter. She's a human being who likes to communicate through songs. And that's why I like this album a lot. She's just like a good traveling companion. She's the kind of person you'd want to go on a long car ride with. She's down to earth. She's poetic. She's philosophical. And that's what this album is like. It's like a good friend that you go for a ride with. And that's why I like it the best. It's organic and natural, and it's very friendly. So I would suggest a good song to play if you're not familiar with this album is play the song I Can See the Devil.
I can see the devil and he's beating on. I can see the devil and he's beating on. I can see the devil and I can see the mama. Working for a dollar. Cities and the hollers to keep on walking in the sunshine, sunshine, walking in the sunshine, spoon bread, butter, and some cane roll. Keep on walking in the sun.
So that was my album of the year, S.G. Goodman's Planting by the Signs. My song of the year is by a New York trio called Dream Eaters. I think I called in earlier this year with a new music pick for Dream Eaters. They put out 3 EPs, and then at the end of the year, they put out an album, which was just picking out the best songs from those 3 EPs, or what they thought were the best songs, I guess. The album is called Year End Report, and the EPs are called Quarterly Report, with different numbers for each quarter. My song of the year is called The Computer Tells Me What to Do, from their EP Quarterly Report Q125. I just like this song because it actually changed my life. It's a song about people who become drones just by staring at their phone and taking orders from their computer all the time. And I felt like I was becoming one of those people until I heard this song, and I decided I didn't want to be that kind of a person. So I usually, when I'm out in public, I don't take my phone out of my pocket anymore after hearing this song. So that's why it's my song of the year, because it changed my life. And I love the Dream Eaters. They're a lot of fun to follow on social media, and they do a little bit too much, I think. They're a little too prolific, but when they're good, they're really good. So The Computer Tells Me What to Do, my song of the year. I heard Kevin Porter's episode about finding an album from a year-end list. And I see a lot of year-end lists because I like Substack a lot. And I follow a lot of music writers. And I find some really great stuff in some of the lists and some of the music journalism that happens on Substack. And I've been going through a lot of the year-end lists. And there's a writer, I don't know much about her, but I like what she writes. Her name is Gabby. And that's her handle. That's what she goes by, Gabby, G-A-B-B-I-E. And she put out a 3-part best albums of 2025 list. And the same day that I listened to the Kevin Porter episode was the day that I found this album called Alex by Daughter of Swords. I don't know anything about Daughter of Swords besides, you know, like the Spotify biography. But I really, when I heard the cut, on Gabby's list from this album, I liked it right away. The song that she put on was called Talk to You. I found another song I liked a lot on this album called Money Hits. But I think the song that people might like the most right away is a song called Strange, just because it has a really nice groove. So that is an album that I found on a best of the year list that I really liked a lot. The album again is Alex by Daughter of Swords, and the song I like is Strange. The best thing that happened to me musically in 2025 was being invited to a show by Ciara Ferrell. She didn't put out any new music in 2025, but I did see her live in 2025. and just going back into her back catalog and checking out all her stuff was the best thing that happened to me musically in the year 2025. She is an amazing artist, and I'm so happy that I got to discover her. So I encourage everybody to check out Ciara Ferrell. I've been hearing about her for years, but I never really dug into her stuff until my friend texted me and said he had an extra ticket for a show. And within 2 seconds, I said, yes, I'll go. And then I started checking out her stuff and realizing how great she is. So I just wanted to put that little note at the end. So happy new year, everybody. I'm hoping for a happy, healthy 2026. Hope I get to see some of you this year. And I love hearing your picks every month, and I'll talk to you soon. Buster's saying goodbye, too. Bye-bye.
A salty magic place. If you find yourself going under, you'll remember the taste. The waves, the waves, how they're putting out my flames. Whoa, that's okay, I should be more tame. It's such a salty, magic place.
And that's what this album is like. It's like a good friend that you go for a ride with.